Hey, welcome to We Need to Talk with Nick B. I'd like to thank Bracken's Firearms. For all your firearms and shooting needs, give them a call. 719-465-8320. I'd also like to thank 5280 Creative Company. Contact them for all your custom handmade items, cups, keychains, tote bags, and much, much more. Check them out at 5280creativeco.com. Use code PODCAST and receive 20% off. Also like to thank Kiss My Fist. They have the hardest hitting edibles on the planet. Go to Kiss My Fist, medco.com. Use code PODCAST and receive 20% off. This is a Saturday night chat. We got Kevin coming on. We're going to get his view on some things. Hopefully it will work out, and we'll see how he feels about certain situations. Mostly just updated.
Hold on. All right, I'm ready.
Are you there, man? How you doing? Are you here?
How's it going, Nick?
How was your day, bud?
Busy.
Yeah.
I figured. But I got through it. No big deal.
Was it busy with a lot of people or what?
Yeah, and there was just a bunch of stuff to get done.
I didn't know
that. Well, I was by myself yesterday, so.
Oh, I was there. Oh, well, yeah, you were the only one for seafood, yeah.
Yeah, but I was the only seafood person they had all day.
Yeah. Yeah, we both know how that feels.
Yeah, because my boss just said, fuck you, I'm going to go take care of my kid who's not going to school.
Yeah, I know.
Some crap about too much snow. How much snow did you get at the house?
Oh, probably 12 to 16 inches, probably.
Yeah, Maggie went out and measured it, and we figured we got about 12 inches here.
Yeah, I'd say we're close. I think it also depends on, you know, how it came off your house or how it blew through your neighborhood.
Yeah. I drove Meg's car to work. That handles really good in the snow.
Oh,
if I'd have taken the truck to work, I'd have been dead.
Oh, you'd still be there.
Probably. Probably stuck in a snow pile somewhere.
Yeah. Well, that truck's only rear wheel drive, ain't it?
Hey,
yeah.
Hi, Meg.
Meg says hi. Meg says hi.
So anyways, I kind of going off of the idea that you had two months ago. Remember your idea?
That was my flannels and boots?
I don't know what you ever ended up calling it. But about daily subjects?
Kevin's messed up view of crap?
Yeah. That's why we're calling this Kevin's View.
Well, I just was watching something on YouTube, and do you realize we spent $5 billion for these stupid EV hookups?
For the what?
The EVs for the dumb electric cars.
Oh, really? How much?
$5 billion with a B.
Now, that's
billion.
Nationwide or here?
Yeah. You know how many we built? We built eight.
Oh my god! Yeah,
for a freaking car that cost six figures.
Yeah, it's I don't think they're going to push that as hard. They're not pushing it that hard anymore, as far as.
I still want to see something happen with the car, for out of California, the guy that's building the solar cars. That sounds like a much better idea.
Well, if you live somewhere where there's a lot of sun.
Well, and they're about $20,000.
Well, yeah, but you can only drive it half the time.
Well, yeah, if you live somewhere depressing like Seattle.
Well, that or
you live in California or Texas, we get a buttload of sunlight. Gets 1,000 miles to a charge, from what I read.
1,000 miles to a charge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'd be okay, because I was thinking more like, you know, at nighttime.
And I don't know if it charges while you're driving it or anything, but.
I don't know. Read up on it and see. That may be the next big thing.
It's got to be better than this stupid battery idea. I love Elon to death, but, you know, this battery idea is just hokum.
Well, that's considering he made a lot of his money.
Oh, he made a lot of his money before that.
Well, yeah, but he's made a lot off of it. Gave a lot of people money.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you got to do something if you're building rockets to go to space.
Yeah.
What she yeah, said? He owned. Oh, Maggie was wondering what he owned PayPal, I think, part of PayPal or something with PayPal or stock in PayPal at the time. I think that was his deal.
You know, I really don't know. I don't know how.
I don't remember. He made a lot of money from somewhere. A buttload.
Yeah, more than I'll ever make.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. That's why he can do stuff like build stupid rockets and hope they work. And cars that are bulletproof where the windows aren't bulletproof.
Well, I was going to say the window broke in the first one.
Yeah.
That was on TV.
But I like his attitude when the window broke. He's just like, whatever.
Yeah. When you got that kind of money, that's your attitude, I guess. Oh,
yeah.
We'll figure something else out. We won't stand as close the next time.
Yeah. We'll tell the guy to aim for the car instead of the damn window.
Yeah. Tonight.
What else we got going on in the world?
Well, I was going to tell you, I went to a meeting last Thursday at the mall here in town at the Citadel. And it was on.
I thought those were anonymous.
What's that?
The meetings.
Oh, no, it was a
I thought they were anonymous.
It was a city council meeting, yeah. they were discussing violence, mainly youth violence. But this one comment they made, they want the city to put up cameras at the Citadel Mall and Chapel Hills Mall. Mainly because of all the street racing in the parking lot and all the crime. You know, there was a guy shot there, back in December, right there.
Yeah.
It was that 18-year-old. And they want the city to pay for this. I wanted to hear your view on this.
Well, the Citadel Mall is basically a big pile of shit to begin with. There's really nothing in there. So my view on that, you have a problem. You have too many... Especially down here. I don't know if they have that same problem up on the north end of town. But there's nothing down here for kids to do.
Okay.
There's not a damn thing down here.
Well, there's roller skating. You got the skate park.
Yeah, when it's nice out. You're not going to go to the skate park when it's cold.
No, they're out there all
day. Or when there's ice.
Well,
yeah, that might be
true. Not this weekend, but.
That would be true. That I'd like to see. That would be a cool video. A bunch of kids in the skate park, fucking foot of snow. That'd be hilarious.
They turn it into a snowboard. A mini snowboard.
But I mean, there really isn't a whole lot to do down here on this side into town.
Well,
there really isn't. When you compare it to the north end. Well, you've got a music venue, which may or may not be a big deal for them. You've got, you used to have Stan and Biggs. Or Biggies or whatever the hell that place was called, although I think somebody had good intentions. Maggie and I went to that place one time. It was totally mismanaged and dirty and gross.
You talking about that
you've got,
place?
No. It was over there off of Powers. It was off Powers and Constitution. It was in that area, right around in that area.
Okay.
It was Mr. Biggs. That's what it was. So it was basically a buttload of arcade machine, arcade games, and there might have been a putt-putt inside and stuff like that. I mean, if there's nothing in the Citadel Mall as far as real shopping goes.
JCPenney is the only thing.
Left. Are they still here?
Yeah, JCPenney.
I didn't even know that place was still around.
So What are you saying? Do you think the city should put up cameras there, or do you think the city should make the owners do it?
Well, make the owners do it. Okay. You know, I mean, you've got a problem with a bunch of kids running around with nothing to do. That's your problem.
Well,
you know, if
problem,
they,
and that's why they want the city to put the cameras up there where they can monitor it.
I mean, shit, put a donut, put a coffee shop and donut place over there. That's huge.
Well, they did it one
that'll time. That'll attract the cops, and then your problem is solved.
They had a Krispy Kreme there, and it went out.
Yeah.
Whenever that guy got in trouble with all of his taxes.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, he got in trouble with his taxes. Hey, Dina, joke.
I'm not really surprised.
Yeah, so they
really shocked.
They closed all the Krispy Kremes in Colorado Springs, and all they have left is what's in Denver.
But, I mean, it's basically the same problem they got everywhere.
Well, I think Colorado Springs has a problem somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and your main cities had the same problem. They got a bunch of dumb kids running around. When you give stupid teenagers nothing to do, they'll find something, and usually it won't be good. I mean, it's not all the time, but that's just how it works. They'll come up with their own stupid creativity and their dumb ideas and end up breaking something or killing somebody by accident or think robbing something will be a good idea. Because when you're young and dumb, all those ideas sound great at the time because you're bored stiff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see red and blue flashing lights behind you as you're leaving. I don't know. If you put cameras there, they're just going to move to somewhere else.
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of abandoned, empty storefronts here in Colorado Springs on the south side of town.
Oh, there's, yeah. And they just keep building other ones everywhere else.
Who knows? I think when it comes to that, I think the city should take them over and auction them, take them over through eminent domain and auction them off. You either rent them out to places or we're going to give you the fair market value and we'll auction, the city will auction them off.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's like some of the apartment complex just, north of me, a little bit north of me that's been a shithole for years. They finally started to fix up one of the buildings. But I mean, if you're going to have it there, do something with it. Oh, piss or get off the pot.
Well,
you know, or let the city take it by eminent domain and sell the damn thing and make money for the city.
Well, the same group of people, they want, they think that we, the people, should be more involved and intervene with these kids. And hell, you don't know who's carrying a gun anymore. You think I'm going to just go up to a group of kids and say, hey, you can't hang out here?
Well, when you arrest them, then you start finding the parents, and that shit changes real quick.
Well, yeah, like they did to those parents up there in Michigan.
Oh, those two were morons. They were absolute moron human beings. They should have never even had a child. They were just morons.
Well,
that kid did not.
And everything else.
He was, yeah, but the kid was spaced out to begin with. He wasn't normal to begin with.
No.
He was a ticking time bomb. I mean, that's like finding a crazy person and going, here's a 9mm, play with it.
Well, my problem is, I've already raised my kids. I know you guys didn't have no kids, but why should I have to be responsible for someone else's?
Well, it's the same thing with paying state tax money. I got to pay money to the school district. I don't care how dumb these kids are. I see it on a daily basis at work. They're kind of moronish, moronic. Half of them can't read. The other half can't figure out simple math.
Yeah,
I know it's not all of them. There's probably a lot of great kids out there that are, you know. But there's some of them. It's like, how the hell are they going to make it to adulthood?
Yeah. I see that every day at our store.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And I'm not even talking about the young employees.
That's who I'm talking about.
They're young. I'm talking about the ones that come in with mom and dad, yeah, or come in all, walk in on their own. I have to stare at something to read it, and I'm like, and they just point.
Yeah, it's
Maybe we could trade them out for some of the Mexicans and the Haitians that are coming over.
You think we could?
I don't know. Might be a good thought. Trade the parents too, because if they're going to, if you have kids, they're your responsibility. Teach them right from wrong. I mean, everybody knows what's right and what's wrong.
Well, that you can't blame it on now is the economy. You can't just raise a kid on one economy now or one income. You have to have two or three people working.
They pretty much do, I would assume. But I mean, yeah, you got to keep working. And when your kid is 16, they go get a job. Get a job.
Yeah.
You know, and they start to earn their own money and they start to buy their own crap. But like, I was watching a video on Twitter, and this girl's sitting there sulking and crying that everything's so expensive and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'll bet money she's got a lot of crap she could probably get rid of.
Oh, probably.
Sorry, honey. But I was smart enough to see this fucking shit coming from a mile away.
Well, yeah, that's why.
What did I start doing at work the day after Nitwick got elected? Exactly. Yeah. I have not bought a single thing from the grocery store I work at to eat for lunch. I have been living off peanut butter and jelly for 3 years, or peanut butter and banana. That's for special occasions. Because I'm not playing this game twice. I lived through Carter's bullshit. Democrats want to play, let's play. I've had enough. I'm done. Don't ask me if I'm on a ship somewhere and a whole buttload of Democrats are on that same ship. And I don't mean like the people that just vote Democrat, but they aren't really involved with the stuff. The younger people, you know, not to throw any disrespect towards Jess or anybody, but I mean real Democrats that are hard bent into this shit. Yeah. If you're drowning, I'm not throwing you a life preserver. I'm done. Figure it out. Sink or swim. Shit or get off the pot.
Oh, yeah.
You guys voted for an asshole that never did a damn thing in his entire life while he was in Congress and was wrong about everything. And now we're Israel's in a war because of dipshit giving all the money over to Iran that they had locked up, and they're spending it, giving it to the, Hamas and the other group of nitwits on the north side of Israel, Hezbollah.
Yeah, Hezbollah. Yeah.
They're funding it with the money we just handed them. I'm like, seriously, this wasn't that hard to see. Plan it out, people. That's like, I've met people that moved to Colorado Springs. You know, I've helped them jump their cars or whatever. And they're like, yeah, we've been here for like 6 months. We came from wherever and we just, you know, thought we'd live in the van for a while. And I'm going, who the fuck came up with this dumb idea? No, you save a little bit of cash. You do your research from home of where you're going to move. You figure out how much money you're going to need. You try to have at least 6 months of money saved up for rent and food and all that other shit. And then you move out to Colorado Springs or wherever you want to move to, you know, Jacksonville, Wyoming, what have you.
Yeah, but that's
because at least you've got someone. It doesn't mean your plan's going to work, but at least you had a plan. Half-assing it and just jumping into it with both feet with no plan at all to me is dumb. Some people that I know, I do actually know a few people where they can do shit like that and it worked. They come out smiling like roses. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And I don't have the balls to try it. But like when Meg and I moved out here, we had, you know, enough for a few months rent and this and that. And we could take a hit if we needed to. We didn't want to, but we could.
Right.
You know, we were not wealthy when we moved out here, though, because all we had was that little bit in the bank.
Yeah,
a couple months
of
rent and gas.
You guys were.
Yeah.
I mean, you thought about it, and you had a somewhat of a plan.
Yeah.
A lot of
it didn't go as.
Don't, they just, hey, I'm going out there, and I'm see you later. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, the day of leaving your house with a stick and a little bag attached to it and thinking you're going to jump on the rail line, that's crazy. That's just suicidal. That's like jumping out of a plane without a parachute and hoping to God by luck you live when you hit the ground. Now, that is possible. It has happened before. It's rare. The odds are you're going to go splat and be dead by the time you hit the ground, if not before. But yeah, that's just nuts. I don't know. I'm a planner person. I like to, even when at work, my brain starts doing the work already. As soon as I clock in and I get over to the seafood department or meat department or wherever I'm at that time, I'm already working on it. I'm already working on what time I got to close this sucker down to be able to get out of here by 9 so I'm not on OT. Now, sometimes it works. Most of the time it does because I've done it for so long. Sometimes it doesn't. Shit happens.
Oh, yeah.
But at least you have at least say you had a plan and it failed. Then you get the next day and you try again. You know, the young people these days think everything is just easy and it should just come from somewhere. Oh. And like I said, I know of people that live like that and it works for them. There's like a guardian angel on their shoulder and no harm will come. Look.
Not me.
I'm dead serious. Not me either. You know, we did that with Megan and I moved out here in 2003 and it was rough. It was really rough out here for a while, but we kept pushing and kept pushing and kept pushing and kept pushing and kept pushing. You know, now I own a house.
That's been what, 21 years ago?
Yeah. You know, I own a house. I got junk. Cars are paid off. I got a garage full of junk.
How many I got? What, one, two, three? Three of them full.
He's not lying. I've been to his house. He's got three sheds full of junk.
Yeah. I seen this earlier. I figured, man, you would be all excited. What do you think about Wade having to step down from Fannie Willis's prosecution team against Trump?
Well, I get what the whole commotion is about. I get that part. It's a character problem with her.
Oh, she's
Wade should never. Wade was shooting. He was punching way above his weight class. He should have never had. She should have never granted it to him to begin with.
Well, yeah, but they were having their little thing before.
Because from what I understand, for you to be the lead person in that role, you have to have gone through it several times. That's not something you graduate from law school or whatever. You stop your injury lawyer stuff for a while and go do. That's something you have to like work towards. From what I understand, you've got to have the street cred to get to that point where you're an attorney fighting that kind of fight. And he just got thrown into it because he was nailing her. I don't know. I don't have much respect for her. I think she's kind of weird.
Well, she's hurting, to put it nicely. The judge. That judge is giving her shit now.
Well, she thinks she's some kind of God's gift to the world. And it's like, you're really not. Number one, you guys don't have anything. I've seen this show for the last 7 years. Yeah. Oh, Trump did this, blah, 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 blah.
Well, that's wait. Every day.
He didn't. Yeah. They seem to put out, you know, if you got facts to back it up, if you got, you know, pictures or video or something, then fine.
Well, I think the only thing they got is a voice recording when he talked to that governor or mayor or whatever he talked to.
Yeah, but that could be taken literally or figuratively.
Yeah.
I mean, he was pissed, and I can understand why he was pissed. Now, I'm a Trump supporter. I'll put it right out there. But he kind of walked himself into this mess a little bit. He kind of gave them fodder for it. He gave them the ammo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, he did this to himself. I wish he hadn't. I wish he'd have just shut up, taken his whipping and gone away and lived to fight another. Sometimes people just don't get that. Sometimes you just got to lay it down and walk away. And live to fight another day, you know?
Oh, that's his problem. He can't. That ain't going to happen.
Yeah. Anymore.
Never will.
Now, what do I think is going to happen in November? I think Trump's going to win this, but I have no clue.
Oh,
I think I know why he lost it. Yeah. I mean, numbers-wise, it looks good. You know, and based on what I know about, you know, I got Trump on one side and I got Biden on the other. all I know is I was making, life was good monetarily under Trump.
Yeah.
You know, my gas price.
Before COVID too.
No. Yeah, COVID happened during Trump.
Well, yeah, at the end of Trump's term.
Right. You know, and then the Democrats are running around saying, we've got the strongest, you know, employment numbers. No, you don't. Create new jobs, asshole. Not the ones that pre-existed.
Yeah,
you know, and
you knew they were going
to, you know, we need some more science when it comes to COVID. We need to get all the smoke and mirrors out of the way and give us real science, not Fauci made up science. I'm sure he's really good at what he does, but he's also a good bullshitter. And there were some people that got COVID and died, and there were some people healthy that got COVID and died. Yeah. A lot of them that died, not all of them, but a lot of them that died from COVID had pre-existing conditions. You know, was there something to it? I don't know. I worked with 3 people the day they got it.
Yeah.
I never got it.
You didn't get it until the end of this, this year, end of last year.
I thought what I had was the flu, but I didn't think it was COVID.
Well,
and it didn't last long. It was a little bit of chills and a few other things, and that was it.
Yeah.
I might've gotten it. I could, you know, like Maggie said, she goes, I could easily be a carrier and not even know it.
Well, yeah.
There's a lot of people who got COVID and had no symptoms at all.
Right.
So, but I think they went, you know, they went too nuts with all this. I mean, it's really sad that a bunch of our schools closed down when they knew scientifically it was a fact that children had a better immunity to this thing and could handle it a lot better than adults. But yet they closed the schools down because God knows you don't want the union teachers to go fucking teach. The private schools were open. The parochial schools were open. They seemed to get through it just fine. You got a bunch of kids that went to the public schools in certain states, New York, California.
Well, in Colorado here for a while, they closed them down.
Yeah.
I think about a month there, month and a half, maybe a little longer. I don't remember.
I mean, Jesus, we're expecting these kids to graduate high school and work so you and I can retire in 10 years or whatever.
Yeah.
So they can pay the taxes for us. We're lucky right now they can spell their own damn name.
Yeah. Or they don't even know what it is.
No.
Yeah, I agree.
I think everybody just went a little bit too nuts. I understand when it first started, but as the science started really coming out, they knew what was going on, and I don't know. It just seemed like a play for power.
Well,
and
yeah,
I wouldn't put anything past the Democratic Party. I really wouldn't.
Yeah.
I think they'd sell their own kids to make a buck.
Oh yeah.
I think they're the scariest people on the planet. Now, your actual real Democrats, the ones that, you know, are super duper crazy into all this, would probably say the same thing about Republicans, and there might be some truth there as well. But all I want to do is go, get up, go to work, do my job, make my money, save a little bit of money for a rainy day of fun at some point. You know, you people do your own thing. Just leave me alone. Let me have my damn freedom. You know.
ABP.
But there's all sorts of crazy shit going on.
Yeah, it is.
You got the hate. You got the Haitians trying to cannibalize on each other for some crazy reason. Although I've known for Haiti's has been a pile of shit since the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, that whole area has just been a cluster.
Well, yeah.
You know, I don't know what you do. You know, if there was any real men at the United Nations instead of the cowards that sit over there and do absolutely nothing, they probably could fix this problem, I would hope. If not, then just get rid of the United Nations. Just dissolve that entire organization. They've never done anything. They were completely useless during 9/11. It was in their own backyard for their building. I say just send them off to Sweden or something. I'm sick of paying for those people to eat and over here and, you know, skip their parking tickets and all that other bullshit. I'm sure New Yorkers want them out too. Because it's probably got to be a pain in the ass when somebody comes to visit.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's enough of a pain in the ass when the President of the United States comes to the Air Force Academy.
Yeah. And then he said,
it doesn't remember. Yeah, it doesn't really matter which one, but at least you could walk. We could get. Could we just get a president that can walk across the stage? That's all I'm asking.
Well, so
doesn't shake hands
in November,
with invisible
huh?
people. I don't know. It'll be interesting. I mean, I see only two outcomes. There's only two people that could possibly win it. I keep hearing them talk about wanting to put a third party in, but I don't even see that as a possibility. Because if you don't have the name ID, you're pretty much SOL. Although that crazy chick in the Democratic Party, she's back in.
Who?
What the hell's her name? The Mystic Lady.
Huh?
She's like a mind reader or something like that.
And she's running for president?
Yeah, she ran last time. I can't remember her name.
Well, that must not be a big name.
No, she did run last time, and then she was going to run against Biden. But then she decided not to, so she pulled her name out. Oh, I can't remember her name to save my life. She seems like a nice person. I just don't think she's real. She seems like one of these wishy-washy people that would make Biden look great. Because she'd be like, well, you know, we were mean to you people, and maybe if we buy you flowers, you won't try to. Yeah, it's the same stupid mantra that the Democrats have been pushing forever. Well, they're only trying to kill us all because we're over on their land. You know what? Israel has always been a friend to America. As far as I'm concerned, Hezbollah, kill them all. Leave nothing. Leave nothing. Same with Hamas. Raise the black flag and leave nothing. Stop farting around with all this crap. And then we've got problems over in the Middle East again. ISIS is back.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Biden.
Yep.
Right, this is going to make Halloween a lot of fun one of these days with all these crazies running around. We won't know who are the kids and who are the lunatics from the Middle East that made it over through Mexico. No, I don't know. So, I'm just going to go to work, do my thing, and watch everybody.
What I was going to ask you, did you see that it was on ABC News? Python. They say Python meat is going to be the new thing.
I seen that on Gutfeld.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to stick with my cow.
What did Gutfeld have to say about it?
He thought it was funny, too.
Yeah.
And Tyrus said he'd stick with his cow. Although Tyrus is a big,
he likes snakes.
He's big into like snakes and lizards. Yeah, he likes that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. I'm not fond of snakes. I admire them from afar. They are beautiful, majestic animals.
Yeah, from a very
unfortunately.
Far. Yeah.
Huh?
From very
yeah.
far. Yeah.
Very far.
Yeah.
Because you never know what they're thinking. It's not like a dog. You know, I don't see a snake as a pet.
Well, no, I don't either, but I know a lot of people have them. You know, they got them in
yeah, the goofballs that live across the street from me have them. They walk around. The family came out one day, and they were taking a walk. They had just moved in. I hadn't met them yet. They were walking around the block, and I was like, holy shit. The dad guy's got a snake. The kid's got a snake, and I think the chick went. His wife had one, too, around their shoulders. I'm like, you people are weird. No, thanks. I'll stick with the dogs.
I just couldn't imagine having a farm. Or how would you raise that many snakes that you could feed a population? I mean,
I don't know what their incubation period is. I mean, how long does it take them to have eggs and to lay the eggs until the eggs hatch and then how you get full growth?
Well, I know that thing on ABC was saying that they, you know, they, I guess they grow fast. You know, they, you know, I don't know.
Well, we got enough pythons down in Florida because people drop them off there because they get them as pets and they're too stupid to realize they outgrow the container they're in. And then you got to just get a bigger aquarium. They creep me out.
I don't know. I don't know how much meat would be on one. If you had a 10-foot one, I don't, you know, that's probably small. I don't know.
Well, Jess is kind of crazy. She might know that information. She likes snakes.
Well, I think she had a couple, but not the real big ones, not that. I think there's different types of pythons out there.
I don't know. I don't want to find out. I don't feel like being strangled by an animal that has no legs.
Yeah, but what do you think would be worse, the lab-grown chicken or python meat?
I don't know. People eat all sorts of weird crap nowadays. They're eating plants that are made into hamburgers, and that's just not normal.
Yeah.
I don't know why, the whole global, I get the whole, if you want to go full-on global warming and all this crap, then let's make recycling a big deal. Because Colorado sucks at it.
Well, I think the only thing we recycle here is aluminum cans. And then you have to go to Denver to do it, I think.
Exactly. Well, no, they recycle bottles too, but you got to go to Denver for it.
Yeah.
Colorado Springs would be a great place to open up a huge recycling plant, either us or Pueblo. Because there were, when I worked in the bar, when I was a cook at the bars, these older guys would come in and they would take all the beer bottles. They actually had a special can for them and everything. And they would go to all the bars here in Colorado Springs and pick up beer bottles and drive them up to Denver. And the only reason they stopped doing this is because the price of gas was too high. They weren't making enough.
Well, see, then that tells you that. Because it only costs, what, $20 to go up to Denver and back at the most?
Well, when gas prices were shooting $3-4, it cost a little bit more. Plus, you're driving a truck up there, a large truck, that probably gets, at best, 18 to 20 miles to the gallon.
Well, that's only...
So they were probably starting to lose money. Well, and they were driving all over Colorado Springs to pick up the bottles. I mean, they were doing it on their own. But I'm sure it's some
miles away.
Right. But you gotta also think, you're driving to all the bars to pick them up. And I don't know if they went down to Pueblo or not. I mean, a recycling thing here in Colorado Springs or down in Pueblo would be an excellent idea.
I don't know. We had one over off of Union, and it never made it. They used to do the paper and cardboard over there. And that closed down a long time ago.
See, I'm really kind of surprised Colorado, for as much as the state of Colorado is into the whole environmental thing, that they would make a bigger push for recycling. Now, my trash company, before they got bought out by the other dildos, two trash companies merged, what, a year ago?
Right. Waste Management and Springs Connection.
Yeah, and Springs Connection, who owns it? Who's the name on it now? Is it Springs Connection?
Yeah.
Or is it Waste Management? Whoever owns it now did a really shit job when they got together, when it was finalized, because they were like missing trash days all over the place. I mean, it was a mess. But when Springs Connection or the other one, whichever one we had before they
Waste
bought
Management.
It,
yeah.
Before Waste Management came in and bought them, Springs Connection used to give you points for the weight on your recyclables in your container.
Right.
And then you could take those points and you could buy stuff through them, which was actually kind of cool. We actually spent them on Christmas gifts one year.
Really?
We did almost our whole Christmas list off the recycled stuff from the trash company.
That ain't bad.
No, that was a pretty good deal. And then when they got bought out by these yahoos, who totally clustered the whole thing when they started. I mean, they're great now. Don't get me wrong. But when they started, it seemed like they half-assed this with no plan. Which I hate to say, it seems to be a repeating thing here in Colorado Springs. Just half-ass it and hope it works out.
Well,
I've seen it numerous times.
That buy these big ones and they're not prepared.
Exactly.
Because Waste Management used to be one of the biggest here.
Right.
So, I don't know. But I agree, they should have had a better plan.
Yeah, they half-assed that in the beginning. Yeah. Now, I knew it would get better, and luckily, I don't technically need to take my trash out once a week. And I really don't need, there's times I don't even pull the recycling can out every week. Because I'm like, it's not even half full.
Well,
because it's broke down cardboard and stuff.
They
but you would think with all this recycling, well, like when COVID, remember when COVID first hit?
Yeah.
You couldn't buy cans of, they stopped doing the deals on the 12 packs and 24 packs of Coke.
Right.
Coca-Cola, that is, people. Yeah. They stopped doing the deals on them and it got more expensive. And now it's just insane. I mean, a 12-pack of Coke is like, what, $9?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yep.
That is bat crap crazy.
Unless you buy the, they are always running that buy two, get two free.
Yeah, that's not a bad deal. King Supers runs that, so to say.
A 12 pack.
So that's not too shabby when they do that. And I don't know what the law, if that's a loss leader or not, it probably is. That would be my guess. Just to get you into the store to buy more crap that you didn't really need.
That works for me. I buy a ton of Coke.
Oh, I have Coke Zero. Maggie stopped drinking Coke. She stopped drinking soda. She does Mountain Dew Zero, zero sugar, because it helps her with her migraines. And now that we got my mom with me, we drink a little bit more Coke Zero than we did before. Because I usually only would drink like a can when I came home from work. Maybe one in the morning, depending on what was going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I drink the Coke Zero because I was trying to get myself off of Coca-Cola anyway because of all the sugar. So what I did is I just bought a 12-pack of Coke and a 12-pack of Coke Zero, and I would switch off drinking them.
And now you strictly drink the Coke Zero?
Yeah, Coca-Cola is, to me, Coca-Cola almost tastes like Pepsi.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Pepsi is a lot sweeter.
I know it doesn't. Yeah, I know. But when you don't drink it at all and you're just drinking the Coke Zero, the Coke comes off tasting really sweet. Yeah, Pepsi's a child soda.
I actually like RC, Royal Crown.
RC's not bad.
It's pretty good, but they never have it on sale.
I used to buy RC a lot when I was in college because it was really cheap. And I just wanted a Coke. And I was like, wait, the RC is dirt cheap right now. I'll buy that instead of the Coca-Cola until that goes on sale.
Yeah, that's the one I used to drink a lot. But, with Jim Beam.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to say. But I was also going to ask you, you see that new law they're trying to get here in Colorado? Illinois just passed it. They're going to ban all ARs, all semi-automatic rifles. I know you're not much into the rifles, but I know you had a couple guns.
Yeah. Why? I mean, if all right, let's say little Bobby Joe has his fit temper rage. And can't find mom and dad. Mom and dad got rid of their 9mm or whatever, or their AR-15s, which an AR-15 that you buy and give to a civilian is not the same AR-15 that, somebody in the military is going to use. One's an automatic, the other one's a semi-automatic. It takes one trigger pull for each bullet to go. And people can kill each. We can kill each other with better ways that are a lot cheaper than buying a gun.
Well,
I mean, there's people that do stupid shit all the time. Unfortunately,
you drive your car through the wall or through the door.
You can drive your car through the wall. You can use a knife. Well, I mean, just look at what happened up in New York. I don't know if you heard about that. It was on one of the trains in their subway system.
What?
Some guy pulled a knife. I've tried to figure this story out because it's really confusing. The guy pulls a knife on another guy. Guy A pulls a knife on guy B. Guy B does something, somehow gets the knife away. So guy A runs back to where he was sitting, supposedly goes into his coat, and he's got one of those inside pockets with a zipper and has a small handgun in there. I don't know the caliber or anything, but has a handgun in there. Pulls the handgun out on the train. Somehow, guy B gets the gun away from him. This is great. Gets the gun away from him and shoots guy A, who started this mess in the first place and went and got the gun. Now they're trying to say that guy B killed guy A when guy A was the instigator with the knife originally. I'm sorry, but if you start a fight with somebody with a weapon and they kick your ass or kill you, it's kind of your own damn fault.
Well, yeah.
I mean, the only reason to pull a gun on somebody is in self-defense, as far as I'm concerned, unless you're on the battlefield.
Yeah.
You know, there might be a bunch of stupid juvenile delinquents that say, you know, cop officer Bob pulled his gun on me. Officer Bob pulled a gun on you because you were jerking around with your hand in your pocket or you were trying to reach for something. When that cop stops you, you put those hands in the air and you leave them there. So he tells, well, for instance, next door, when the guy was gone, his windows were open. So I called the police. I was the one who called them. I turned around the corner because I was mowing my lawn at the time. I've got a pair of shorts on that go to my knee. I've got a sleeveless shirt on, you know, and tennis shoes or whatever, and a pair of socks. I get a gun pulled on me by the cops. He's like, hands in the air. You better damn believe I had my hands in the air.
Yep.
I was reaching for the sky, baby. And I did not put them down until the older cop said, you put the gun down. You put your arms down. I was like, oh, thank you. Because he doesn't know who I am.
Well, no.
You know, for all he knows, I was the guy living in the house that's been had been vacant for months. It was vacant because the guy got arrested and put in the clink. Since sold the house, he's gone. That. Yeah. I don't have a problem with cops. They're out there trying to do their job. You want to approach them when they're in their car? Get your hands out of your pocket. Let them see where your hands are. Because they want to go home at night. I can't blame them.
Oh, no. I wouldn't be a cop. Not in today's world.
Well, it's gotten so half-assed crazy and batshit backwards. You know, you got these stupid idiots going, well, we need to defund the police. Well, who the hell is going to rescue your ass when you're getting robbed, moron?
Well, they always call the cops.
And cops make mistakes just like everybody else. They're human.
Well, yeah.
But when it comes down to it, they want to go home at night. They don't want their wife or their kids getting that call that something went wrong. They would rather make their traffic stop, give you your ticket, and send you on your way.
Well, yeah.
Especially if it's cold outside. I'm sure he doesn't want to be standing out there freezing his ass off. He wants to just go do his paperwork and keep the peace. Because when there's an emergency, those are the first people you're going to call.
Well, yeah, that's what everybody calls.
Yeah, you would think. You know, and then you've got these dildos out there that don't have the whole story, and they cause all this crime. You know what pisses me off the most is none of those people up in Minnesota got in trouble for all the vandalism and crap that they did. The ones in Chicago hardly got in trouble. For going down to the Golden Coast, I think they call it, or the something coast right there, and knocking out all the windows at the stores and things like that. Yeah, well, fuck that, man. They deserve to be put in jail. It was last year, the year before. There's an area in Chicago. It's in Illinois, but it's on the east side, right by the lake. And they went and they just total destruction on stores. Apple store, the clothing stores, purses, whatever.
Oh, I thought you were talking about when they had all the riots out there.
What, in Chicago or in Minnesota?
I was thinking Chicago, when they had that.
Yeah, it might have been, maybe it was 2 years back that they caused all that mayhem.
Because they had it all over the nation. L.A.
But when they, well, like that little dickhead that owns Lily Lou or whatever the hell it's called. Some stupid girl store where people were going in and robbing stuff. But if any of his employees did anything, then he was firing them. You know, I got a better idea. Train your people. Train them to protect themselves.
That's our policy at our store.
Yeah. Well, if somebody steals from us, fuck it. It's to the point where I don't even care.
Well, no,
I should, but why?
Well, you'll get in trouble if you do.
Well, you get in trouble if you do anything.
Yeah.
Now, I guess the security's better, but when Safeway had their own security, it was basically garbage. I mean, you could basically walk in there, steal yourself a meal, and walk right out the door, and nobody ever noticed.
Well,
it that weird stuff happened all the time, which is sad.
It happens all the time.
But like I told the dipshit security guard when Safeway had their own security, I go, it's kind of their own damn fault. She goes, how's that? I go, you don't leave two doors wide open like that and let people willy-nilly walk in. The general public is basically stupid for the most part. And that's just the way it is. They're like cattle. You herd them through. You herd them. That's why you've got point of purchase crap all over the place that no one needs gum. They want gum.
Well, did you
see no one your, needs.
I think it was Aldi. I know we don't have one here, but you remember the old Cubs that used to be here? You had one way in and one way out.
That's the way it should be.
And that's what
people are dumb. You treat them like cattle.
Well, there was
you herd them through a store.
There's a Safeway out in California in Stockton, California, I think it was.
Stockton, yeah.
That's what they're doing. They got a they've made it so you go in one door and you can only go out through the cash register area.
That's the way it should be. And, I've never seen anything so asinine in my life that it wouldn't be that way.
Well, none of our stores.
All the stores in St. Louis are that way. You walk in one way, you got to go through the register to leave, or you've got to go out past customer service. And somebody's going to notice you carrying a bunch of groceries through there.
Not our people.
I don't know. Huh?
Not our people.
No.
We don't pay attention.
Mm-mm.
But we're not allowed to. I mean, hell. You lose your job over someone else stealing. Let them
tell you. It's not worth it.
I don't know.
You know, and it used to be back, you know, when they taught this kind of stuff at the stores, like when I worked for National and Dierbergs years ago in St. Louis, it used to be that they would tell you, go up and interact with the customers.
Oh, yeah. Because
usually, 9 times out of 10, if you interact with them, they'll get spooked and they won't do it.
Right. That's what Safeway
is. Yeah, that doesn't really work.
No.
Does it really work?
Not no more. Not allowed.
No, they've gotten really brazen about it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I don't even say nothing anymore. I don't see nothing. I don't hear nothing. Goodbye.
Well, you can set up a store so it does work. Instead of just dilly-dicking around with your dumb ideas to make everything look pretty. No.
Hey, George. Yeah,
just because the car looks pretty doesn't mean it's going to run great.
Yeah. I don't know. It's all, we'll see what happens.
Everything's upset.
I heard it's going to go through, though.
I heard it's not. I heard they dropped.
No, it was on, I think it was on, I Googled.
I heard Kroger backed out. That's the last thing I heard.
No, I just was reading something that, that it's going to close, later this year.
I'm there for a paycheck. They're going to keep paying me.
I don't know. It depends on who you're working for, I guess.
Well, I guess I'll find out. I guess that's future Kevin's problem.
Future Kevin?
Yeah. That's future Kevin's problem. I got bigger fish to fry in the present.
I don't know.
It's not worth getting all stressed out about it. You know, you don't know one way or the other. I've heard all sorts of different things. They're going to do what they do despite whatever you and I want. So.
Well, I have no say, so they're not shit.
No, they haven't talked to us. We're too low on the totem pole.
Yeah, but what would you rather? If they did ask you, what would you say?
What, if they should buy it or not?
Yeah.
Do I get to keep my job and do I still get a paycheck every week? You guys can put whatever name you want on the building. I could care less. I'll bust my ass for you just like I do now. I'll do whatever I got to do. You know?
Yeah.
And if the worst comes to worst and they buy it and they close them all down or whatever, then I'll just go file for unemployment and hit the pavement.
Well, our store.
Been there before.
If it goes through, our store is being sold to Winn-Dixie.
Okay, then I'll wear the Winn-Dixie uniform.
You'll lose all your, you'll lose everything you have.
We'll find out.
I mean, you'd lose all your.
You lose your time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about, you know, how they would redo the pay, you know.
Well, see, that all depends. You know, if they do it and the pay goes down and somebody else is, I can find a job that pays me a quarter more and gives me the same stuff, then I'll leave. I don't work there because I care whether the CEO of Safeway makes a fucking, can eat that night. I work there so Kevin can eat at night.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
You know, I'm there to make a buck for myself.
See, and I
try to pay my own mortgage. I'm not worried about his.
Only thing I don't understand is why they won't let it go through, because look at Walmart. I mean, hell, Walmart can put up a store anywhere they want. They have the Sam's.
But they're not taking over other stores to do it.
Well, no, they just
they're not buying.
They just build next to you, and then it goes out of business.
Well, that's called competition. I mean, that's life. You know, I mean, I hate to say it, but going back to the snakes, you know, you got the python over here and the mouse over there. Unless the mouse can run really fast, he's probably going to become dinner.
Oh,
you know, in an active shooter situation, you have to be able to outrun somebody.
Yeah.
So you find the fattest, unhealthiest person where you work, and that's the person you try to race, because you will probably beat them. It's sad, but that's just how it is. It's not my rule. It's the law of nature.
Problem is, Kevin, we're old. We're going to be in the back.
No, I'm not going to be in the back. I'm sure I can find some fat ass I can outrun. Well, wait a minute. I can outrun Matt.
Well,
and he's not real fat. He's just tall and slow.
Yeah.
And he's an easier target because he's bigger. So they'll aim for him first while I keep running.
Just make sure I'm in front of you.
Yeah, I'll just drag you out with me.
I don't care. Just, yeah, push me. Whoop.
Nick, we got to go to your house fast.
Yeah. Yeah. If we make it here, we'll be okay then.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin, that was all I had tonight. We got a couple more minutes. But
I've just been busy watching the world go round lately. You know, I mean, everybody's just got to keep their head on straight and just keep pushing for your own thing. Keep an eye out for what's going on around you. You know, whether you like Biden, whether you don't, whether you like Trump, whether you don't, go vote. It's the only time you get to bitch and someone actually listens. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, good. Who knows what's going to happen next year? Hell, we could all get hit by a meteor and none of it matters. I heard there's one that's supposed to go overhead in a couple months or a year or some shit. The closest meteor's been to Earth in a billion years or some crap. Maybe it'll drop some alien dust and we'll get a new organism living on the planet.
Yeah, it's hard to
know. You never know. The little green men could show up in peace on Earth. Goodwill to men.
Take it over, huh? Could be better.
Hey, man, after the last couple of years, anything can happen.
Yeah. I know.
There were things I looked at. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
I know there's supposed to be a sun solar or something like that coming. But
yeah, I read about that, too.
I hadn't heard about any meteors.
And I think there was something about a meteor. Maybe it's next year or this August or some crap. I don't know. Right now, I'm just waiting for them to get I-25 done.
Shit. That's only been, what, 5 years now?
Well, no. I mean, I-25. No, they just started tearing the one up down by us. They just started working on that like a year or two ago.
Oh, I thought you were talking about between Colorado Springs or Monument and Denver. They're still working.
Oh, no. I don't go up that way. I couldn't care less what they do.
They just now opened the toll road.
That's the stupidest thing I ever. Oh. No, not the toll road. I had to go up to Denver for something.
I love the toll road.
This week.
I love it.
But the stupid express lane that Colorado put in?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the most fucked up thing I've ever seen.
Oh, no. That's the best part of it.
Oh, yeah. No, here's how you build an expressway. It's supposed to be a street by itself. We've got one in St. Louis, and we used to take it home from the hockey games. And you would get on it, but it wasn't connected. It wasn't on the same plane as the other three lanes. You would get on that thing, and it would actually go down and under. And it was its own lane, or its own street, basically. It wasn't connected. There was a huge barrier and stuff between it instead of some white paint, which is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. What's going to stop somebody from going in and out?
Well, nothing, but
absolutely.
But if you,
you got a bunch of stoners,
you get the bill in the mail.
The bill, yeah.
I love it. I can hop in there and I can do 90 miles an hour. I'm in Denver.
Oh, is that the thing? You can do whatever speed you want in it?
No, but I do. I do 90 miles an hour. I'm usually in Denver in about 40 minutes, and I'm happier than shit.
Yeah, I wish they'd get us a train to go up to Denver. There was talk about it before COVID. I remember our mayor was talking about it a lot. It was something in the works.
It just stops every 5 miles to pick someone up. So now an hour drive just turned into 2 hours.
Not really. I mean, yeah. We used to take them. We would park when we would go to Blues games. We'd drive up to UMSL, park in their parking lot at night to go to the hockey game, and then get on the tram, and it would take us downtown to the arena. We'd go watch the hockey game, be back on the tram, and it would take us back to UMSL to go get our cars. So you didn't have to pay for parking. You weren't stuck in traffic. If you're going somewhere like a venue where there's going to be thousands upon thousands of cars trying to get out of the parking lots all at the same time, it's great. That's one of the only things we used it for. Now, if you go to a major city, Chicago or New York, and you don't get shot, then you can take their train.
Yeah.
Assuming you survive the train and then go back to your car. But like when we were in New York and when we were in Megan, I went up to see my little sister up in Chicago. Yeah, we took the trains all the time. And they were pretty much nice to be on. Now, New York was weird. There were a couple times it was spooky because like it was a Sunday morning. Now, for those of you that don't know, New York is just a hodgepodge of people. There are billions of people. They're like ants. They're everywhere. So we walk into our train stop that was near where we were staying, and there was no one in the place. It was the spookiest thing. Because the last couple of days that we'd been up there, every time we went in there, it was crowded. But it was like dead silence. There was nobody. Surprised I didn't see the big giant rat. That would have freaked me out.
Maybe that's why
we didn't see any rats. Huh? Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
Okay. I mean, it's a great way to get around, especially a major city.
Well, you know,
because it's a lot quicker.
System up in Denver, and it's supposed to be a pretty neat system, but I'm not into trains, not like that.
Well, there was a time, like I said, during what was our last mayor's name? He was talking. It was before COVID, and there was talk about building. They were doing a study or something, and there was talk about
the town.
It was a train. It was supposed to go all the way down to Pueblo and all the way up to Boulder or Longmont, one of them on the north side of Denver.
Right.
Now, if you're going to fly out of DIA, having a train that goes from Pueblo all the way up to Denver would be awesome because you don't have to deal with all that damn traffic.
It'd be okay if they only made one stop, you know, in each city.
They only make one stop. The stop isn't that long. It's not like they're there long enough for you to do anything. You just get on, you get off.
I don't know.
Now, if you want to talk train clusterfuck of a train, well, you look no further than Amtrak.
Oh, yeah, you like
Megan that. I fucking hate Amtrak. It's the stupidest thing. And they had to take the CEO of Amtrak and just smash his head against the wall. It boggles my mind how someone could be so ignorant and so stupid and make so much money. Amtrak has never made a dime. It's totally subsidized by tax, by government, which is why it's a complete disaster. Give it to somebody, let them run it. But if you tried it, like before we moved out here, we tried to take Amtrak. We were thinking, oh, Amtrak, St. Louis to Colorado Springs, that'd be really cool, or to Denver, and then blah, blah, blah. Okay, then good idea. Then I started doing the math on how long it takes. It's a 12-hour drive from St. Louis to Colorado Springs.
Right.
About 12 and a half hours.
Right.
It would have taken like 2 days to get here by train.
Well, yeah.
It's just incredibly stupid. Kind of.
Yeah. That's why I keep telling you about trains. They have to stop everywhere.
But there's no straight shot. If you get on Highway 70 in St. Louis, you could drive all the way to Denver without making a turn.
Right.
It's a straight shot.
Right.
Amtrak is not a straight shot. You have to go up to somewhere, I think in Iowa is one of them, or Nebraska. You stop there, and then there's another stop, and then you've got to backtrack to Denver. It's the most ludicrous thing I've ever seen.
I've never rode it, so I couldn't tell you.
I mean, we rode it one time. I think we took it to, there was some kind of family emergency. My dad was out of town, so it was me, my mom.
Hey, Robert.
Sarah might have been, but my sister might have been born. I don't remember if she was with us yet or not, because her and I are 7 years apart. Yeah. But yeah, we took Amtrak to Wisconsin one time. I vaguely remember that. And it was, if I remember correctly, it was kind of cool. I mean, you just sit and chill. And, yeah. But it works. So it works St. Louis to Chicago, and it works on the east of St. Louis. It works well. But if you ever look at a map of Amtrak online, it's the most cluster thing I've ever seen once you leave the Mississippi River. Everything west of the Mississippi for it is a disaster. You might as well just walk.
Yeah, I've never been on it, so I couldn't.
Just bring a wagon, throw all your shit in there, and just walk Highway 70.
I'd rather drive.
Probably be quicker. I'd rather drive, and if it's a long distance, I'd rather fly it. Although from what I heard about what we're doing with planes now, that we're looking into DEI for pilots, I want a pilot who can fly the plane. I don't care what color he is, what gender he is, who he sleeps with. I couldn't care less. If he's the best person to fly the plane, that's the guy I want flying the plane.
Oh, William down there, he said he took a Amtrak from Chicago to Massachusetts, but he bought a room ticket. I don't know what the difference would be, I guess.
Well, I think a room ticket, you might have a little bed that you can lay it on. Mm-hmm. Whereas I would assume if you buy just a regular cabin, you're sitting across from two people you might not know.
Yeah.
And if you're unfriendly and have no real personality, that might suck for you. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Into the mountains here. Now, that would be a different type of ride because it doesn't stop everywhere. But goes from, what is it, Leadville to Telluride or something like that.
Yeah, we've talked about doing that before. We just never got around to messing with it.
Yeah. That'd be
but if you're like, if you could take a trip, well, like Elon Musk, his pods, get rid of Amtrak. Just trash that whole thing and get us the pods. I'll get on the pod in a heartbeat. I could do Colorado Springs to Chicago within like less than an hour. They're that fast.
Yeah, but it's all
and they run on,
right?
I believe so. I guess some of it could be above ground. I can't speak for Elon, of course. I only know him by name and watching him and reading his stuff. And I might have gotten a like once or twice on Twitter, but it's made me feel special. I said, hey, buddy, can you spare a dime?
Yeah. I'd be the one out there on the corner. I need a dime to get back on the pod.
Well, this was all before COVID too, but he was saying something. They interviewed him about it and he said you could go from point A to point B really quick. And right now or at that time, he was guesstimating the tickets would be like $20 because you don't need to rely on regular jet fuel or any of that other crap.
Well, how are they done? Magnets?
Magnet. They move according with magnets. On the bottom.
What's up, Mayor?
I watched a video on it some time ago. It was pretty interesting.
Huh.
The whole thing runs on physics, basically.
Yeah.
But it was a while back. But it was an interesting video. I wish you'd stop screwing around with space and get us that first, and then screw around with space.
Well, write him a letter. Tell him.
Elon, I need the pod. I want to go on vacation again, but gas prices are too high.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Shep, how are you?
What's up, Nick? How you doing, brother?
We're just sitting here BSing about anything and everything.
Stuff.
Yeah,
that would have been nice if that would have happened, man, that Hyperloop thing with the pods.
That's the name of it, Hyperloop.
They failed, though. They tried. They had it still exists, but they couldn't get it to seal. they had all these colleges come with like prototype vehicles and stuff, and they had them going in until like they had like, I don't know, like maybe half a mile of a tube, and they shot these things down at over 100 miles an hour, and just one of them just teared up the tube, and now they couldn't get it to seal. And if you look at it now, there's a video on YouTube, the channel's Thunderfoot with zeros instead of O's, and he hates Elon Musk, and which I don't really, you know, whatever, I don't care. But he goes against Elon shit, and you know, if you he actually went to that tube, and if you look at it, it's just a pile of crap, unfortunately.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, I know, man. I know.
Then they drive would be Tesla. A cool way to travel.
He had that. He bought the boring company, which is that tunnel boring company, whatever. Now he built that tunnel in Vegas, which is like a few miles. I forgot where it goes from them too. And that was going to be the proof of concept for that pod thing that you saw, that like the car goes down in the ground and they have people driving Teslas and they drive at like 25 miles an hour and there's traffic in the tunnel. Like, you know what I mean? Huh. It's sad. I mean, I hear what you're saying about like, they got a Falcon 9 going, do that thing, give it a Starship and just get those pods, man, and bring them to my end of the country. I'd be happy.
Oh, wouldn't it be a great way to travel? You'd be there in less than an hour.
It'd be awesome. It'd be awesome. Yeah. It takes me an hour to go 20 miles, man.
Yeah. You never know. He might figure out what the problem is and find a solution. He's no dummy. So well,
is that? I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that idea from that Thunderfoot video is like a 100-year-old idea, the vacuum tube.
Right.
The guy that does that channel, he's like some kind of physicist or some shit like that. And he does all the experiments and the math doesn't work out. And you can't have a vacuum tube underground maybe, but I don't know how you're going to dig a tunnel from one end of the country to the other. That's the problem because state to state. But
yeah,
politics, man, fucks them all up. You know, so excuse my language, Nick. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
You're good, man. You're good.
To just use the maglev trains.
That's what I mean. Those, Japan does it.
Those things will run at a few hundred miles an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, they're cooking.
I think that is something that we should do. Get rid of the Celsius, whatever the thing is called, the Amtrak fast train from D.C. to New York. Actually, no, but that thing actually does pretty good. People do ride that every day. So, but we don't have anything cool like Japan does.
Tech stuff.
Our infrastructure is bad, man. Our bridges and our roads are awful.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, we had that bridge here collapse. Right onto the highway.
Oh, when was that? That was a while ago, right? Like 06?
No.
What bridge was that?
That was Minnesota, I'm thinking of. Minnesota.
A railroad bridge. The train went over it and it collapsed onto a truck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
That might have been 6-8 months ago.
Yeah, that ain't good.
No.
That's not good, no.
I mean, they got it all cleaned up, got the highway opened again, but I agree. Our structures are very old and bad.
How old was that trestle?
Oh,
like 100 years old or something, right?
Yeah. I don't even remember the railroad company. Burlington? I think that was what it was.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, it collapsed onto the highway. And I know it killed one guy in a truck. I think that was it.
Yeah, I'm seeing you feel it. I mean, shit.
Well, Kevin was telling me
I was down there in Pueblo.
Kevin was telling me that someone in California has a solar car now. They're trying to push. Have you guys seen that?
No.
I
haven't. It's an EV that runs on solar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 miles per charge.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good.
No way. That's crazy. That is an insane amount of mileage.
The company's name is...
I don't know that we even have battery technology that can do that. And even with the solar.
APTERA Motors.
APTERA?
A as in Apple, P as in Peter, T as in Tom, E as in Elvis, R as in Ralph, A as in Abba.
I got you.
Alan. Aptar.
Aptera.
Aptera, my bad.
It's the most efficient solar electric vehicle. Oh, but it's like, I see what it is. It's like almost like a Can-Am kind of thing, right? Like a three-wheeled.
Yeah. It's kind of goofy.
Who cares? 1,000 miles of charge.
Yeah.
Man.
That's pretty awesome. God,
I'm goofy looking already. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what's its top speed?
Oh, but that thing looks bouncy, though. Did you see that on the website?
It's on, like, bicycle tires or something?
No, it's a car. It's the size of a car. It's like a Can-Am. Two in the front, one in the back.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to Google it here later and look at it.
Yeah, if you just go to the website, I did it at Tower.com, but it comes up as .us. It doesn't matter. I mean, the website has it on their homepage, just playing, like, a little kind of video. But, I mean, you know. Whatever. It doesn't look, the only thing, I mean, it just looks kind of suspect if you got hit on that thing, though. I don't know.
Huh. Yeah.
It's cool looking. It's like, it actually don't look bad. It's, it bounces a lot when they drive down
the block. Well, the cool thing is the technology is starting to be there.
That's the important part. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
You know, some guys are actually starting on it.
Especially if you're always like it. If you live in like Arizona, California, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know,
does it charge while it's running? That's kind of, that's a curious question I would have. Or does it have to be sitting idle and not on to get it charged?
There's a lot of like camps out there. You get like the anti-EV people and then you have like the anti-combustion engine people, and I get it, but I think there's a place for both. I don't think they need to get rid of the combustion engine at all. I think it's going to be a very long time before we get off any of that fossil fuel stuff, man.
Best thing would be to have everything.
Yeah.
You know?
If you're in the city and you commute 20 miles, I mean, go for an EV, right? If you're not, go for a combustion engine, like whatever, you know, cut down. I mean, that's the problem. get rid of all the gas engines in the city, man. Just give them EVs and then let all you people who have all that nice land out there drive combustion engines. It'll work.
Yeah, but you still got the problem of like, let's say I live in the city and I'm only going 20 miles. The EV works fine. But if I got to go other places, you know, like I watch these guys that are going from Florida to
they got a plan
Mississippi.
They got a plan to stop.
Right.
The car does it. Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you spend almost as much time stopped charging as you're going to spend on the road.
It takes like 15 minutes, right, at a station, like charge or something. This fast superchargers is like 15 minutes.
15 minutes to charge it like all the way.
Yeah.
It can't get a solid charge. I personally don't see how it could maintain a charge doing that. I mean, that's got to be horrible for the battery.
No, so Tesla, I mean, I only know about the Tesla EV as far as like their tech in there. There's a Tesla that has like 300-something thousand miles on it, and the guy always used superchargers. And I think his range dropped by like whatever. It was originally like 304. It's down to like 293 now after 6 years or something like that. So it didn't drop that bad. Tesla's battery tech's it's pretty good. It's all about the heating and cooling of the battery. That's the main thing with that car. Like that car has an octa valve. There's an eight-way valve for the heater, for the heat pump. And what it does is it takes heat from wherever it needs it and puts it and takes it away from where it doesn't need it and puts it where it needs it. That's like their secret sauce. That's really what makes Teslas different than any other EV. But their build quality, from what I hear, is not great. Like the panels don't always line up, stuff like that.
Yeah, I noticed that. I ended up parked next to one earlier today, and I was like, man, you can actually see where the panel used to be. like this is where it should be, and it's up a good, half a centimeter. And it's like, holy crap.
And that was on a Tesla?
In all fairness, though, they're a very young car company. You know, look at all the other car companies when they were young. You know what I mean? Like, look at Datsun.
Well, yeah.
You know? But have you guys seen the Cybertruck yet? And what do you think of them? Have you seen one in real life?
No.
Cybertruck.
The Cybertruck?
The Cybertruck. Tesla Cybertruck. Yeah.
Oh, no.
The stainless steel, it's a pickup truck. It's supposed to be a pickup truck. But I don't want.
Yeah, well, the back gate opens up, and I believe there's a bed in there.
No, there is.
I don't know how much it can haul.
It can haul. Okay, the mileage, the range drops to 90 something when you're hauling like heavy weight, but or towing whatever you're towing. I don't know anything about pickup trucks. I don't own one, but I don't like the look of the stainless steel, but I like it in black. They have a matte black one that they have, and I think that looks good. But sometimes I see it, and I'm like, that is the goofiest looking truck I've ever seen. And then sometimes I'm like, not bad. It's weird. Like, one week to another, it changes. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not used to it yet. I see one. There's one around. There's one that lives around me. I see it, like, every now and then. It's the same guy, too. I don't know where he lives, but I see it often.
It almost looks like I don't know if I like that triangle look.
Yeah, I know. That's the weird thing. And I don't know what happens if you hit somebody. You see that front end on that thing? It's big. It's the size of like a F like 150.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, ain't that high?
I don't know if it's
at least the one I'm looking at.
Look up look up Google Cybertruck versus F-150 or something like that, and see if you can find a picture with the two side by side. It's pretty big. It's not as high as an F-150, but it's close. And the steering, it only goes, you only have like, if let's just say your hands are at 9 and 3, you can only turn it to go like 12 and 6. That's it. It just goes 12 and 6, 9 to 3, 12 to 6. You don't spin the wheel like you do a normal car. And it adjusts the steering as you drive slower or faster. You got to get used to that. There's a lot of YouTube videos out there with it. So it's different. You know, it's something different. Maybe things are going to be different in the future, and that's like the first thing to change. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at it. Compared to the
F1. All right, well, my break's over. I got to bounce down. It's good talking to you guys.
Hey, talk to you later.
All right, sure, thanks.
Have a good one.
What do you think, Nick?
I don't know. I guess.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I want to be caught driving one. You know what I mean? Like, I would like to drive one, but I don't think I would own one just yet. It's kind of goofy.
I just don't like that triangle look. Other than that, I mean, as long as it performed, what the heck?
Well, when they originally debuted it or unveiled it back in 2017 or something, it was bigger. They shortened it, they lightened it, kept the shape, kept the body exactly the same, but they just made it smaller and lighter. And the range was supposed to be greater. I mean, it was supposed to be more capable than what it is. And then they took so many deposits at the time, and they were supposed to be having it ready to go within like 2 years. It was like 5 years later. So they had to come out with it before people started suing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but they did offer the people their money back, though, it was taking a while. And when they did, it's in production. Like, it is a production vehicle. So it's not like it's a prototype. But I don't know. I don't know, man.
I don't know. I guess if I ever see one, I'll stop and actually look at it. I don't know.
Yeah, you'll start seeing them soon. I'd say by like the end of the summer, man, they're going to start popping up more and more, especially
wheel drive and everything.
Oh yeah, it is already.
Oh, it's going to be four wheel drive.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a fully capable pickup truck. Like, if whatever you want in a pickup truck, supposedly whatever pickup trucks offer, it offers that. If that's towing capability or four wheel drive capability, whatever it is, I'm not well versed in pickup trucks, but I just know it has a battery instead of an engine.
Right. No, I got a cold. Sorry. I would look at it. I don't, like you said, I don't know if I own it yet.
Look at Google that. Seems like the truck in matte black.
Yeah, the I one think that looks better. Is the stainless steel.
That's what they are. It is stainless steel. Yeah. So it doesn't dent, and if it gets damaged, you just replace the panel.
Well, that'd be nice. That'd be easier.
Yeah. Doesn't rust, all that, same thing with the DeLorean, but I think it's thicker. It's like 3 mil or something like that. It's pretty thick.
Huh. Yeah, I'll have to look up on that and check it out. That's okay.
Yeah.
So how's your day been? You work today?
No, I was off today, but my day was good.
Good.
I had a nice day today.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. How about yourself?
I sat here and watched it snow all day.
You got, how much snow did you get?
Between 12 and 16 inches.
Oh, wow, man.
That's a lot. We haven't had it hit like that in a while. Yeah.
When does it stop snowing for you guys normally?
April, May?
Yeah, April.
When does it start back up? November? Oh, wow.
Well, maybe October.
Yeah, our snow season is mostly February and March.
Well, yeah, but it'll start in October. Usually Halloween.
Right.
It gets cold enough in October, and then all the way through February, March.
Then what was the biggest storm you guys remember getting? Like how many inches or feet?
Well, I don't think Kevin was here, but it was in 70, I think it was 76.
No, I was not here. I was in St. Louis.
Yeah.
But we used to get huge. We used to get a lot of snow in St. Louis back in the late 70s, I remember as a kid, and in the 80s.
What was the biggest storms you guys, recalled?
Mine was 19.
Probably about a good foot.
Because they closed school for a week for us.
How much was it, Nick?
Oh, I don't recall. I'd have to Google that, but I know we were out of school for a week.
Damn.
That's a lot of snow. That's got to be, 8 feet of snow, man.
I don't think it was all at once. It was just a big storm.
Storm after storm after storm. Just, right. Yeah.
Well, we're expecting more snow on Sunday.
Yeah.
We had a storm here 3 years ago. Three winters ago. We had 3 feet. And that was big. I mean, that was the biggest one I remember. I mean, there might have been another one that I was a kid for, but I mean, that was pretty big. That was pretty bad. And that's not normal for me. But usually we get a foot or a couple 10 inches, around that each storm.
I just there's a picture right now. That was this morning.
Let me see. Hold on. Yeah, I got to go back to Podbean. I was on that little website.
But throughout the day, or that was yesterday.
Okay.
That's
a lot. Yeah, that's a lot.
It doubled that.
It looks like wet snow. Heavy wet snow.
It is.
Yeah.
I can trees, yeah. I'd rather the wet stuff, man. It's easier to shovel. When it's really cold, that stuff, you can't get it off. You go outside, you start shoveling, it gets stuck to your jeans or your pants, whatever you're wearing. It just gets frozen.
Yep. Yeah, we're supposed to get another storm. I think what you say, Kevin, tonight? Or tomorrow?
No, we're supposed to get a little bit more snow on Sunday.
Yeah.
But who knows what that could be. It might be they're saying adjusting right now. But like I said, nothing surprises me. I could do with a couple inches at a time rather than getting a foot of snow in 48 hours from Wednesday night to Friday morning, 48, 72 hours.
Yeah.
That was just nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Those kind of storms, man, it just makes it tough for everything.
Well, you get a lot.
But it's nice. We need the moisture.
You got to hunker down with those kind of storms.
Well, see, and when we get snow, usually it starts out as rain and then it freezes and then the snow is on top of ice.
Yeah. That's dang. That sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That's not fun to play with at all.
But I'd imagine that you guys like have the sanitation budget for them to soil pretty good, right? Like they got to. No.
Hi, Andy.
To be honest with you, probably the last decade or so has been horrible.
Yeah.
But I got to give CDOT credit on this one. They got the highways pretty well taken care of for what they could do because it kept coming down. And then when I drove home from work today on the highway, you'd have never thought there was that much snow on it, except for the snow that they pushed over to the side.
Right, right. Because, yeah.
And their excuse over the last 10 years is they can't find people to drive. They can't find drivers.
Right.
That's what I heard. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but they can't find the drivers to drive the city vehicles. Might have something to do with them passing, legalizing pot. I have no clue.
No clue.
They can't pass the drug test. I honestly don't know.
That's, you know what? That's crazy because I know over here, sanitation jobs are in high demand. People love them jobs, man. Those guys make some bank.
Yeah, that's what I've always heard is they don't have enough drivers. Because I remember when I first moved out to Colorado in 2003, for probably 5 years after that, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, it seemed like it would snow and all the streets got plowed. The side streets, everything. It was just it blew my mind how they cleaned it up. And then pretty much after that, probably 2010, 2012, it just started to go to shit.
Yeah, I think it sounds like they're cutting back on that budget.
Okay,
yeah,
personally. They did.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't even use salt here, though. It's strictly sand, mostly all sand.
They don't mix it?
I don't think so. It's all sand here. Because I know out east, like in Indiana and stuff, they use salt, but here they don't use
salt. Yeah, here they mix it. Like for the highways and the, and for the roads, but it just messes up the streets, man. Like this time of year, the potholes are just brutal.
We got those.
Brutal. Yeah, it sucks.
Well, so does Indiana.
Oh, yeah. But now up in the mountains, they use a liquid. It may be a salt mixture.
It's a brine. They pre-treat the roads here too. And before the storms, you can see them. I've seen them come around my house, like my block, and they spray. Which kind of sucks because if your car's on the street, it gets fucked up. But the other problem is we got a lot of like rot and rust on if you look under your car, like the shit is fucked up, man. Like it's bad.
See, and we don't have the rust here. I mean, there may be a little, but not.
Yeah, you don't get it. It's because of the dryness.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then we run out of salt at the end of the season. Like they run out of that. Well, we call it, I call it salt, but it's a sand. It's that mixture. It's that brown stuff, but it's salt. It's not all sand. They have like these little silos. You'll see them. It's like these little, like, looks like a little rounded teepee. Like you just see them. It's strange looking thing. They're big, but they're not like. Then it's not like a farm silo, you know what I'm saying? Right. It's probably like a 3-story building height. And you see them stored in them. And then, they always run out. Like we always get that one last storm and they're like, we don't have that much salt.
Yeah.
So they wait till the storm's like over before they even come out with their plows, man. It's weird.
What's bad is if you follow the trucks here, you'll break your windshield.
I pass them sometimes, man. I'm like, as soon as I pass them, I'm like, it's like, gah, 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 gah. I'm like, fuck, why did I do that? It's bad. But it's cool seeing them on the, like, if I'm on the highway, man, seeing them come from on the other side of the road, because, like, they're like, what are they, five deep, and they're staggered. So like, they just push to, you know, one pushes it, and the next one pushes it, and then it's just gone. So they got, in that sense, they do a pretty good job, man. The highways and like the turnpike and the parkway and stuff, it's like you never get stuck on that thing. Like that, they get that cleared right away. It's just the streets.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? You there, Kevin?
I think Nick went off.
No, I'm here.
We're here.
Can you hear me, Shep?
I hear you, Nick.
Huh. Kevin may have lost his mic. I don't know.
You have swimming pools, maybe?
Yeah, that's, I was laughing at that earlier. You put that in there.
No, I just looked in the chat.
How are you doing, Miss Angie? I see she joined us. I don't know if she's still here or not. Yeah, we were just BSing. I was asking Kevin earlier, did you see that article about the on ABC News? They want you to start eating pythons.
What?
Yeah, the snake pythons.
Are they going to kill them for me? And I'll eat them if they kill it for me. I ain't killing it. I ain't going near no friggin' snake.
Those are going to do it like chicken and cows. I've got to rewind it and read the or listen to the whole thing.
But is there? Do we have a python problem in America or something?
No, they're just saying it's a better
Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
I never had snake. I mean, I can't imagine being that bad. I mean,
I've had
don't look bad. I see it on like Naked and Afraid when they were not Naked and Afraid, Duel Survive, one of them shows. I forgot the name of this. I used to watch Discovery Channel a lot.
Yeah.
And I mean, the guy, yeah, it was Duel Survival. The guy killed the snake, he skinned it and cooked it. I was like, that thing looks pretty good, man. It looks like a nice little kebab.
Huh. Yeah.
If the meat's not chewy, I'd eat it. I don't like chewy meat.
I don't know. I had mine like, as a sausage. I had rattlesnake and pork sausage.
What did it taste like?
I tasted the pork. I didn't really taste the snake.
Okay.
But it had rattlesnake, pork, and jalapenos. So you had a...
Did you...
Yeah. But I just threw it
on. Did you see the article about the guy who was suffering from migraines? He had type 2 diabetes, a couple other things. He was obese, and he was like 50 years old, and he was getting awful migraines at least once a week, if not more.
Hey, Boogie.
And they finally figured it out. And what happened was, since he was a child, he liked to eat a lot of bacon, and he preferred his bacon lightly cooked. He liked the chewy. And tapeworm is really bad in pork, right? If the pork's not cooked all the way, you can get tapeworm. So if you eat uncooked pork or whatever, you get tapeworm. It's going to be in your gut. And the only way that it can go into your brain. It got into his brain. He had tapeworm larvae in his brain, and that was giving him the migraines.
Really?
And they say, yeah, yeah. And the way that you get that is by the only way that can be passed the eggs is through human fecal matter. So somebody didn't have like good hygiene because he didn't go anywhere. He didn't travel anywhere weird. He didn't they asked him all these questions and all this stuff. And you know, I just read the article like right before he came on the show. Yeah. He's fine now, you know, but 12 days on like some regimen, they got rid of all this. But imagine having tapeworm larvae in your brain, man. Like, that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks. Eating bacon? That would really suck.
Lightly cooked bacon. Like, raw, almost raw, but he liked it raw, probably. That guy was, you know what I mean? He liked it, like, chewy and stuff. I like crispy bacon.
Yeah. What's going on, Mr. Boogie?
What's going on, man? Of course, Chef likes Christy Bacon.
Yeah,
sure. Yo, Mayor, who, Governor Jelly Donut?
How's everybody doing, man?
You see the picture that Trump posted of the ex-governor at the Roy Rogers at the rest stop at the buffet?
Yeah.
It's messed up, man. So we still have a couple of Roy Rogers around here, but they're on the rest stops on the turnpike, right? So when he was working with, when he was like, what did he do? He ran against Trump, in the, but he lost, and then he was like kind of like backing Trump for a while, and then he, now he's against Trump.
Oh, Chris Christie.
Right when he, Chris Christie, yeah.
Yeah.
He was the governor here for two terms.
Yeah.
Governor Jelly Donut. We call him Governor Jelly Donut. But, but I met him, man. He's a really nice guy. Like he's like a regular dude, but he's just, he's got a funny shape.
No, he's not. He's a fucking asshole.
No, he's from Jersey, bro. Like, he's a Jersey.
Yeah, well, he's got to be fucking nice to your face, but he's a fucking prick. I'm sorry.
What happened? What did he do to you?
No, he didn't do nothing to me, but I mean,
he took your jelly, jelly donut, the last one.
Goddamn right, he did that, son of a bitch. He didn't kiss me on the neck before he inserted. That's.
You should tell him next time put some lipstick on before you do me, man.
I know. I should have been prettier looking, and it shouldn't have been.
Well, anyway, so when Trump got like when he got mad at Trump, or I don't know, I don't really follow politics, but something happened with them too. They had a falling out,
right?
And Trump took a picture of him at the Roy Rogers on the buffet line from the bag. It's so bad, it's so bad. He posted it on Twitter, man. It's, you can just look it up. Just type in Chris Christie Roy Rogers.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
It's a bad picture, man. It's not flattering at all.
It did not work out well for him.
Nah, man.
Well, I heard he was running again, or he tried.
Well, yeah, he tried. He never tried working out, but he did try running. And
he had, and
apparently hasn't
worked. He was very popular with Jersey residents, like really, really popular until he was seen at the Cowboys game in Jerry Jones's box or whatever, something like that. Ever since then, everybody turned on him.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't like him in the first place. So I never kept up with him.
He was a good like for politicians. Like he was good for Jersey because he talked like a Jersey guy. Like, you can't talk to the rest of the country that way. Like it don't work. You know what I mean? It just doesn't work, man. That's why Trump rubs people the wrong way. He's a New Yorker. It's the same type of thing. It's just they're abrasive and people don't like that stuff. But he did a lot of good for the state. He did a lot of bad for some people. Like teachers, he got rid of tenure, so that was bad for teachers. But it was kind of good, too, because those tenured teachers kind of weren't the good ones. Like they were locked in, and they, you know, the educational system, the public school system, it fails a lot of kids, man. It really did because of those teachers, because of those tenured teachers. Not all of them, but some of them. When you're locked into a job, like there was after 10 years, you're tenured. And once you're tenured, you can't be fired. Like no matter what. Right. Unless you're like, you probably like had like relations or something. Like I think even then they didn't fire the teachers. They just moved them to a different school or something.
Well, that's what they do. Yeah.
Yeah. So they got rid of the coach. We had our football coach was banging one of the girls in my senior class. A couple of them, actually, is from what I heard. But and then our guidance counselor was banging like a freshman kid. She was hot. She was older too, and she was hot.
I don't see no problem there. But
I don't either. I mean, I really don't either. Like, listen, if you are a teacher and I am a pupil, and I don't have you in any of my classes where you cannot affect my grade, like, what's the problem? Other than it being illegal.
If you can give me straight A's across the board.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, do you know how many girls I knew in college that were doing things with the professor? Like, it happens, man.
Oh, I bet it does every day.
It's, oh, yeah. Yeah, dude.
I got a friend that she married the teacher. I mean, they started dating or doing whatever when she was in school, and as soon as she graduated, she got married to him. I mean, they're happy now, so what the hell? Why should it matter?
They're still married?
Yeah.
That was like that one big like that one case of the teacher and the kid that broke back in the day was like, he was like an eighth grade kid that he looked like he was 20, but he was like 12. They're still married. I think they just got divorced. They've been married for a long time.
No, this friend, hell, they got 3 or 4 kids, and they've been married, what, 30-some years now.
What's the age difference?
Oh, what, 20? Probably.
Wow.
I'd have to figure it out.
And hell, was he around, do you think?
55, and hell, she's and probably 20. So maybe 30 years difference.
Oh, she's the younger one. Okay. Because that other case that I was talking about, the woman was the older one.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, that was Mary Kay Letourneau.
What was it?
Mary Kay Letourneau?
Yes. With the Spanish kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she just died.
Yeah.
She passed away.
Oh, but damn.
Did they get divorced before that? Or
they filed for divorce, but she died before it was finalized.
They, I mean, 26 years together.
You know, some people can make it work. You know, more power to them, in my opinion. I mean, I don't know. I don't see nothing wrong with that big of a
vibes.
Man, when I was in eighth grade, I had no game. How did he land a teacher? Man, it's crazy.
Nick, I like you, but you're the last person I'm taking marriage advice from.
That's true. Ain't the best one on marriage advice, am I?
Probably not.
That's okay. I'm always looking for number 5.
Damn. Dude's got fucking game. It's like, what's up, 5th?
Pretty much. You got any money? I shouldn't say that, should I?
So I'm looking at. I wonder what she died of, because she wasn't that old.
I think she had cancer.
Oh, not syphilis.
Yeah, I think so too, because I'm looking at pictures and she was always skinny, right, naturally, and then at the end she looks. She was got puffy. Probably, yeah. That's sad.
I'll have to look it up.
Who got puffy and died?
A teacher.
Oh.
So what you been up to, Boogie?
Saving dolphins' lives, man.
Saving dolphins' lives?
Dolphins' lives, yeah. I've been fighting the assholes over there in fucking Japan, that club. Dolphins? Nah. Just being drunk, dude. It's my job. I've been saving animals' lives, and that's about it. I gotta mute for a second.
Okay.
So
here we got about 12 more minutes.
Well, that's longer than my sex life.
Boogie, as you mute, listen to this, dude. The teacher I was talking about, Mary Kay Letourneau, was reportedly given 24-hour cancer care by her former student and ex-husband, whatever his name is, before she died. The ex-Seattle middle school teacher had sex with him, who was her sixth grade student in 1990. He was in sixth grade, dude.
What a fucking little pimp.
Bagging his teacher in sixth grade, bro. I didn't even know what girls were in sixth grade, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. I miss.
The girls had cooties back then.
Oh, man. I had Mrs. Rim Chisel.
He was 12 years old. He was. That's old for. It's kind of old for sixth grade. No.
No, that's about right.
Yeah, 12.
Is it? Yeah. It's like he's like on the other end of the. I'm like young for my grade. Yeah, he's like the older for my grade. Yeah,
I'm okay right with it. Like with dudes banging.
You like dudes banging?
Yeah, he did knock her up a few times.
Twice.
Oh, they had a kid together?
They had two.
Two.
Really?
Oh, I'm so proud of this boy.
She died from colon cancer.
She's dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, she died of colon cancer. unfortunately.
And so he's like 14 and has a baby?
Yeah.
Yep.
No, he's not 14 anymore. He's 14 in 1996.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He was 12. I'm sorry. He was 12 in 96. He was 12 years old in 1996. And she was, let me see how old she was.
I'm still trying to bang my English teacher from 1997.
She was 34 years old when he was 12.
That's, sounds about right.
She was way more than double his age. She was double his age plus 10.
Dude, I'm
crazy.
Friends,
almost triple.
I still hit my fucking old English teacher up on fucking Facebook trying to fuck her. And this dude did
you
it.
You got a drop.
Yeah.
I'd give up on her.
No, I love education.
Oh, you like education?
Did you ever hook up with her before? Like,
she's all about it now.
Oh, now she wants to, huh?
Yeah,
because you're saving dolphins, bro. Girls like that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Oh, shit. Oh,
what the fuck did I walk in on?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You just
the you locker just kinda, room.
Maybe you should. Right, bro? Yeah.
That's a good name for a show, Nick. The locker room.
Yeah.
Good old Trump, man. Trump and Billy Bush. That was a conversation.
Gotta go grab some beers out of my fucking garage.
Okay. Grab two of them.
You want
that
for more?
Oh, fuck. You got 12 minutes. I got two beers here.
That's me about 6 minutes of beer you got made.
You only got two left, one for you and one for the English teacher, bro. It's perfect.
No, shit, right? No, I got more in my fucking garage beers. I just got to walk all the way the fuck out there.
I got garage beer. I have porch soda. I keep a soda case on the porch in the winter. It's so good. It's better than the fridge.
What's not winter anymore?
No, I know. It was 70 degrees today. It was beautiful.
It is in Colorado.
It is in Colorado.
Well, yeah, in Colorado. Man, I fucking miss those mountains.
We just had a good snowstorm come through. About 12 inches.
Yep.
Got more coming Sunday.
Don't feel inadequate, Boogie. It's okay.
I got 4 inches coming to anybody's way if they're ready. Letting you know.
Oh, okay. any more of the cherry ginger ale? I don't know. He's talking
Dude. It's I put another 12 pack. That thing is delicious. It's so good. It's cherry ginger ale.
Is it made by
Cherry ginger is a redhead, but cherry ginger ale it's made by Canada Dry.
Oh, okay. Huh.
That's my favorite ginger ale. It's really good.
I'll drink it
on Amazon. Verner's, I wish they had that over here, man. And I looked online on Amazon. I can get it, but it's like $30 for a 12 pack. I'm not going to spend that.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
You spend like $6 on that.
Dude, can you send me some? I'll pay you. I'll send you the money if you can send it to me. Like, I'll pay you first. I trust you.
No, we can set that fuck up. This is no big deal.
You get bottles or cans? Do they have it in bottles? Like glass bottles?
No, we only have cans.
Glass bottles are good for soda. Like that Coca-Cola from Mexico. It's the best Coca-Cola out there.
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right.
It really is, man.
7-Up from the Spix.
No, that's not nice.
Yeah, I'll say what I want. But anyway, let's move forward.
What was it? The Verner's is in a bottle?
No, I was asking if they make it in the bottle.
Oh, I've never seen it in a bottle. Only in the cans.
Yeah. Canada Dry, they had one that was, I haven't seen it this year. Every year I used to have it. It was Canada Dry Ginger Ale. It was called Bold. It was like a gold can, and it had like a little kick to it, like it like a little tingle in your throat. It was very strong. It was really good. I can't find it.
Oh, that burn that you get in the back.
Yeah, dude. Oh, dude, yeah. I gotta get me some of that burner stuff, man. I like me a good ginger ale.
You don't have that's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still talking about ginger ale, yeah.
All right.
Yep. I don't know. I'll see what
so I here. Boogie, you didn't know, I bought a 12-pack last week of cherry-flavored ginger ale, and it's very good. You remember Cherry 7-Up when we were kids?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
They still make it, and it it's garbage now, but this is what that reminds me of, back with the way it was when we were children. It's just like liquid candy, bro. So good.
I'll stay with my Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke's good. Cherry Coke's good.
Yeah, that's about all I drink.
That and regular. You ever try Wild Cherry Pepsi?
That's only Pepsi I'll drink, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's not. Pepsi doesn't lend itself well to the cherry as much as Coke does.
I just don't like Pepsi.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I'm not much.
I like Pepsi.
I like RC. We were talking about
RC Cola. Yes.
Boom.
Yes.
Yep.
Remember Tab Cola?
Yep. Yep. TAB had the cans, kind of.
There's they were like silver with the no, that was RC, right? Silver with the red letters.
Oh, I don't
blue, know. Red, and white.
Blue, red, and white.
So then Tab was the one that was the silver can, just red, just a color of the letters. Then, like the can of silver.
Tab Cola in my life.
It was like it was like really, really cheap soda. It was cheap.
I think that's. Now, like the generic brands here, you know, like the Safeway brand and everything, they're the ones that make all the store flavors.
There's a bodega that I go to all the time for my cigarettes, but they have these sodas, man, and I just don't have like the guts to try it. It's like a red cola. I don't know why it's red, but it's red, but it's just cola. It's Spanish.
Is it just called red?
No, it's the name. It's like Juanitos or something. But they make all different flavors, but they have a red cola, and I don't know why it's red. I'm like, is it apple? Is it cherry? Is it like it doesn't say anything, and I don't read Spanish, so I don't know what the hell.
Like, I'm just like, it's a meal.
Fanta has pineapple now.
Yeah, I love pineapple. That's like one of my favorite fruits to eat. Pineapple and orange, man. Like those are my two.
Yeah, it makes your cum taste good too. Sorry.
Oh, boogie.
Just gonna throw that out there.
Jesus, bro.
No, the ladies like it. It makes it.
I know. Pineapple. Yeah, no, really, it does. Yeah.
It does. Coconut water and pineapple. Boom.
But it's a pina colada.
Damn.
You like pina coladas?
Throw a little.
Getting caught in the rain.
That's true.
I'll give you a strawberry daiquiri. How you like that? Like that boogie?
Oh, man, I hate seeds.
Dude, how awesome is it now that they bioengineer all the food that we have seedless watermelon, like truly seedless watermelon?
Yeah, not even white seeds. Wild?
When we were kids, they had big black hard seeds.
Yeah, you get a watermelon growing in
your stomach if you swallow them, and now. You can just eat that whole freaking thing.
I miss spitting watermelon seeds at people. That was a thing when you were a kid.
Yeah, I know. You
pull a chunk off and you spit them at your fucking idiot cousin. Or your idiot fucking sister. Or your whoever you didn't like it.
At that moment, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Boogie. Whatever happened with your nephew, man? Everything worked out okay with him?
Yeah, he's good, man.
All right, good.
He's good. Right. He's on the straight and narrow. And
it was those two girls that just made a big deal about it, right? It wasn't that big of a deal, I don't think.
No. And what's fucked up about that is...
2 minutes.
No. Okay, my idiot nephew made a comment at school. He got pissed off. Said
I'm going to light this place up like a Christmas tree.
Oops. Oh, yeah. I remember you saying something. Yeah.
Yeah.
They wanted to expel him and everything, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And he got off on it. Now, he got good. Because the thing I'm pissed off about, and I'm not pissed off about that situation, is about a month later, a black kid said same fucking thing.
And they probably didn't do nothing.
Huh? And they hauled him out in handcuffs and expelled him.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be right behind you.
So.
Well, I'm glad you guys joined us. Oogie, Shep.
Yeah, Nick, thanks for having me on, man. Kevin, nice meeting you, man.
Nice meeting you.
Have a good night, guys.
I don't even know who. Oh, that's the end? All right.
Yeah, it's ending at about 24 seconds. So I just wanted to thank you guys.
Hey, man. Nice to see you, Meat Cutter.
Hey, Butcher, anytime, buddy.
Later, Nick.
See you, Kevin. X'd you, or whatever that is, Twittered you, but I guess you never got it. Did you look?
Hey, welcome to We Need to Talk with Nick B. I'd like to thank Bracken's Firearms. For all your firearms and shooting needs, give them a call, 719-465-8320. I'd also like to thank 5280 Creative Company. Contact them for all your custom handmade items, cups, keychains, tote bags, and much, much more. Check them out at 5280creativeco.com. Use code PODCAST and receive 20% off. Also like to thank Kiss My Fist. They have the hardest hitting edibles on the planet. Go to Kiss My Fist, medco.com. Use code PODCAST and receive 20% off.